Hello, Dale. Do you think a nicely raised son should accuse his mother of cheating?
That's affirmative, Mom. Well, I just got your tape today, and I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed the cat purring, and I enjoyed the sound effects when you gave the cat the bath and meowing. It sounded like you were really having a fight, but I didn't hear too much water splashing around. And right now, I'm sitting up on top of the bunker with Mike Lehan, enjoying the cool air, watching everybody drive around in the night. Big six in the skies has to be looking after them. That's all there is to it. And I guess what we're going to do is just sort of shoot the bull here for a while, and that should be about an interesting change of pace. Yep. Did you... Oh, no. Okay. Did you see Dong Ha blow up yesterday?
Yes, I saw Dong Ha blow up yesterday. And I was riding with Tom Burrell. We had the... We decided to take pictures after we got through with Romeo Fox. Came back, shut down, and decided to get our cameras. So we went and ran and got our cameras. I got my movie camera. He got his still camera. We went up, and I got probably 25 feet of the most beautiful film that I will ever have a chance to get while I'm in Vietnam. Unfortunately, I didn't have any film in the camera.
Typical. Mike is an RLO, you know, real live officer, and I'm an RLWO, real live warrant officer, and that's the difference between an officer and a warrant officer, just in case you didn't know. No kidding, no film, huh?
Yeah, we rode around for 25 minutes, and
just shooting up the film.
Yeah, I was a little perturbed over that. Didn't know really whether to jump out of the aircraft or just throw the camera out.
Oh, well.
Came back in, and the old man said, hope you weren't out there shooting a film up.
No, sir. Didn't have any film in the camera.
I'd never do anything like that.
Oh, Lord. That was, I wish, if it had to happen. I hate to see it happen, of course. A lot of money, ammunition, and lives and everything were lost, but... if it had to happen, it should have been at night. That way, by the way, I got some pictures of that one at Evans at night. And that should be outstanding. I had my camera set up on somebody else's tripod. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, yeah?
And just opened that dude up for about 5 minutes, and there's all kinds of... I don't know. I haven't got the pictures back yet. They ought to be all right. They ought to be all right.
I just sent my wife a roll of that film that we took down at Evans on that... Charm School RF, and I put it in the mail, mailed it off, and the time mail clerk sent it back because I needed 20 cents postage.
Trying to get away with free, huh?
I was really ecstatic over it. Well, no, see, the first one I sent in, it came back developed and everything.
For free?
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the mailer and everything, and I didn't think they'd... be that cheap.
I heard somebody could do that. When I was back in Onk, I sent about four rolls of this rigger 35 millimeter in, and I didn't put any stamps on any of them. Now, back in the old days when it was 8 cents for air mail, 16 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember those days?
Yeah, it was about...
And I sent about four rolls in, and those son of a guns, they sent it right back. These guys, swore to God that they'd get it through without any stamps. So ever since then, I've been putting stamps on it. I haven't had any problem.
I had about two books of stamps. I left them in my wallet. I went out and flew 7 or 8 hours. I came back and they were soaked.
BO, right? Your stamps had BO, right?
No, but they didn't have any stick-em on. And so consequently, I have to scotch tape all my stamps to the packages by ran out of stamps.
It makes them hard to stamp those, postscriptum, whatever you call it.
I just covered up half of them.
Oh. I used to do that all the time. No, I didn't used to do it all the time. I'm sorry. Here I am lying again. I do cover them with stamps. The stamp's complete with scotch tape, though. I was just wondering how that looks. Maybe they could probably be used over again.
I tried to do that, but they sent it back. So I don't... It had very little cancel markings on it. I thought I could get away with it.
Cancel, that's the word.
Yes.
What did I do with my lighter? There it is.
I don't know, but I'll take another cigarette.
Right down there. These windproof jobs really get it. It takes about 4 lights to light them. You blow out when any time it winds over 1 knot, you breathe on it cross-eyed.
Yeah, but they use a lot of fluid.
That's right. They do use a lot of fluid. That's one good thing about them. Especially as hard as lighter fluid is to come by. It definitely gets it.
Oh, also, I was flying with you when I took the films in tooling down Highway 1.
Oh, yeah.
And that Vietnamese girl ducked, hit the dirt. And we weren't really that low.
They're just worried, you know. You stand 10 feet high, and they're so big over there, they think they stand 10 feet high. And they come up knee-high to my knees. never mind. But they come up knee-high to me, and they really don't think they're big, but they always duck every single time. And I don't really fly a little level lower than 10 feet most of the time. Once in a while, get right down there a little bit. But normally, I just don't fly that low. By the way, I'd like to interject here. I got my Twix that tells me where I'm going. I'm going to Fort Benning, Georgia, the 10th Aviation Group. And what do you think of that?
I'd kind of like to go to Fort Walters.
That's what I put in for.
I guess that'd be a pretty good job.
But you realize that I will never fly a recip aircraft as long as I am in the Army from now on, unless I get bootlegged. But that's all right with me, because I probably, once I become a civilian, I'll probably never have a chance to fly a Huey again. Maybe not. You never know.
You got to keep it. Gotta keep working at it.
$400 or $500 an hour, you just don't go out and rent a Huey's. But I'll just think, I was just wondering whether I'd ever be able to fly a Huey after I got out of Vietnam. And now, the last 2 years I spent in the Army, I'll be flying Huey, which is all right.
How long does that tour last at Benny?
Wayne Bell over at Delta Company just came back from that tour, and he spent 22 months there. And he says a commissioned officer's never spent very seldom over 8 months there. But all the warrants either spent until they de-rose from the Army, ETS from the Army, or until they 1049 and they come back to Vietnam because they didn't like it, or their wives or something, I don't know what. He spent 22 months there, and he says he never knew a warrant officer that wanted to stay that spent less than 24 months there. And all I need is 22 months. In fact, 22 months, and that's it.
I thought you were a lifer. I thought you were gonna stay.
Oh, come on now! You're messing with my mind, huh? Oh, wait a minute. By the way,
this is a good life.
And I'm going to Fort Benning, Georgia. Also, I don't have to report till the 13th of September, which means my DROS being the 8th of August, that will get 30. I'll get a month plus what's 8 from 13? 5.
Give it 5.
Yeah. I'll give me a month plus 5 days leave. I mean, if I want to take it, and I don't know yet, but I'll probably get a few days drop, I hope. But that'll be all right.
2.
Well, I hope 4, at least. But you never know.
Probably get at least 4.
But I think it'd be all right,
speak, Toothless.
Because Benning is a nice post. It's probably one of the Army's nicest posts, actually.
I'm trying to log over like this.
I believe I will. Taking a what? Wait a minute, don't say it. And not only that, I'll be able to fly Hueys. Columbus has got over 100,000 people there, and it's all kinds of, Brother Dave Gardner, you ever heard of him? Comedian?
Yeah.
All kinds of real good shows there. The Beatles usually hit it if they come to the States. Not that I mention the Beatles, but